Let's go ahead and pray for our message, our meeting this morning. Lord, we just thank you for your presence that is already here. We just honor you. We just reverence your presence, Lord. We bow before you this morning. God, this was so many things happening in our world, so many things changing.
这么多事情在我们四周不断地在改变。
God, just show us how to respond to you.
主啊, 让我们在这一切万变之中, 知道如何向你呼求。
how to look to you, how to call to, upon you, Lord.
怎么样仰望你, 怎样向你呼吁。
Thank you, God. I pray that we would not try to respond to our circumstances as your children. Teach us to respond to you, Lord.
主帮助我们不向环境反应, 而是向着你有反应。
So God, we really just ask that you would stir up something in our hearts this morning, a response.
早晨求你搅动我们的心, 让我们向你有反应。
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
God,
just bless the reading of your scriptures today, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I'm going to talk on a very familiar topic this morning.
今天早晨分享一个大家都很熟悉的题目。
Seems like I always talk on prayer when I'm together with you.
每一次我们聚在一起，我总是爱分享祷告这个题目。
But I really do feel that we can't, I mean, so much of our success in the Christian life, our ability to follow the Lord closely and in a right way depends on prayer.
我自己觉得身为基督徒很多时候我们要好好的与神同行就在于我们有没有好好祷告
So, I was thinking of this verse, Amos 5:6. It's one I didn't tell Michelle about, but Amos 5:6. And it simply says, seek me and live.
阿摩斯书第五章第四节说寻求我们的面你们就必存活
That's actually Amos 5:5. Seek me and live.
五章五节说到
And then verse 6 reiterates it again. Seek the Lord and live.
第五章第五节说到
You know, most of us are trying to figure out how to live. Amen.
你们要寻求我就必存活。
How to succeed, how to be blessed, how to have our families blessed.
我们常常寻求神的面看我们怎么蒙福我的家怎么蒙福。
We want the life of God, don't we? We want to live.
我们需要神的生命我们需要存活。
We want true life, eternal life.
我们要他的生命那个永远的生命。
And the most of this is discovered in seeking God.
但是这个生命的得着常常是在我们寻求的时候。
And so one of the reasons why I always revisit the topic of prayer
为什么我常常跟大家分享祷告这件事呢
Because I know myself how my prayer life radically changed everything in my life.
因为我知道祷告怎样这个急剧地改变我自己的生活。
And if I can get you to pray
如果我能够让你也起来祷告
Every day
每一天都祷告
To seek God every day.
每一天都来寻求神
I can guarantee that your life will change.
我可以向你保证你的生活会改变
Your job will change.
你的工作会改变
Your marriage will change.
你的婚姻会改变
Your family will change.
你的家庭会改变
Your outlook on life will change.
你对人生的看法会改变
The amount of joy and happiness that you experience will change.
你所经历的喜乐也会改变
Just by correcting one little thing just by seeking God first.
你所需要改正的只有一件事就是来寻求神。
What we run after is what we're seeking.
我们寻求什么就是我们在找什么。
What we pursue, what we spend all our time on is what we're trusting in.
所谓的寻求就是我花最多心力时间在的事上。
And friends, so much of what we depend upon these days
但是这些日子我们所依赖最多的是什么呢
Just doesn't change things.
我们所依靠的事情，你想一想，能真的带来改变吗
？But seeking God does.
但是你若寻求神，一定会带来改变。
You need to apply yourself to it.
你必须要操练。
Amen.
阿门吗
？Every day.
每一天操练。
Every day.
每一天这样做。
This should be one of our great ambitions to be a man and woman of prayer.
这应该是我们最大的野心，就是我要成为一个祷告的男人或女人。
A person that knows how to talk to God.
如果是一个人知道如何与神沟通。
A person that knows how to hear God's voice.
怎么知道如何听见神的声音。
And then a person who obeys that voice.
并且顺服神的声音。
Amen.
阿门吗？
Okay, so what I want to talk about is what I've entitled the Psalmist Cry.
我的题目是诗人向神的呼吁。
I was going to entitle this message David's Cry, but I didn't want you to get think anything strange.
本来我想说是大卫的呼吁，但是因为我的名字跟大卫同名，我不想造成误会。
But it really is in truth. This is David, the Psalmist.Cry, we're going to talk about.
但是今天我真的要交通的就是诗人大卫的呼求。
So recently, I was looking a little closer at King David's prayer life.
最近我就常常查考大卫王的祷告
生活。What we love about the Book of Psalms, it is filled with David's need.
诗篇里面充满了大卫的需要。
It's filled with the challenges that David faces.
他所面对的许多挑战。
But then it also reveals how he responds to those challenges.
同样，你也看见他面对这些环境的时候，他怎么反应。
He calls upon the name of the Lord over and over and over again, and God rescues him over and over and over again.
乃是他一再的呼求神的名，然后神一再的搭救他。
And we can all relate to that, can't we?
我们都能够进入他的感觉，不是吗？
Because just like David, we find ourselves faced with challenges that we don't have answers for.
就像大卫一样，我们常遇见一些我们没有办法对付的挑战。
And we so call upon the Lord, and then God comes into our life and gives us an answer.
那我们就呼求神。神就来帮助我们。
So when we feel a little shaky, a little scared,
当我们觉得有一点害怕的时候，没把握的时候，你就会读诗篇，不是吗？
We start going over the Psalms. God help David. God help me.
我们就看诗篇，看到神如何帮助大卫，他也能帮助我。
But one thing I discovered that I'd never, I don't know how this escaped my attention before.
然后我在这些日查考的时候，我发现一件事，我不知道我以前怎么都没注意到。
But one thing I started to see is that David didn't often use the word prayer in the Psalms.
就是在他的诗篇里面，你很少看到祷告这个字。
He does refer to it. I prayed, but.You know, most of the times he doesn't describe what he's doing when he's talking to the Father as prayer.
就是在他向神的呼求里面，很少讲到他自己在做什么。
You know what he calls it?
他怎么描述他自己呢？
My title gives me away, right? He calls it a cry.
他是呼喊呼求。
Did you know there's a difference between a prayer and a cry?
你知道祷告跟呼求有点不一样。
Amen? Anybody that's ever done it, you know what I'm talking about, right?
如果你曾向神发出呼求，你知道我的意思。
Prayers are things we can say quietly, even in the presence of other people. Isn't that right, Albert?
祷告呢，即使在众人之间，我是可以安静、很安静的表达，甚至没有人注意到我。
Prayers are what some of my friends go. They go to Starbucks and they read a couple verses in the corner, and they say prayers quietly.
有的时候，就像我们的朋友到 Starbucks 喝咖啡，坐在角落静静读主的话，然后安静做一个祷告。
And praise God for time devotions in Starbucks.
花时间亲近主，即使在 Starbucks 都要感谢神。
But you know, so prayers oftentimes can go.Unnoticed, under the radar, as we say.
所以祷告常常可以在不为人注意的情况下发生进行。
You know, you can have guests in your house, and they, you know, be staying in the next guest room, and you can be praying, and they might not even know it.
你的朋友住在你的房家中，但是你在你房中祷告，你朋友可能都不知道的。
But when God stirs up and awakens a cry.
但是若是神在那里面搅动，唤起了一个呼求
，That's another thing, amen.
那就是另外一种状况。
You don't do that at Starbucks.
你不会到 Starbucks 去呼求神。
Not unless you want them to call the authorities to take you away.
除非你要引起人注意，带你去警察局做。
You don't typically cry out in the grocery store.
你也不会在超级市场大声呼喊。
You know, Paywa, you don't grab somebody in the market and pray quietly with the, I mean, cry out. You know, we pray quietly, right? Amen? But she probably does both, right? Right? Quiet and loud. But do you hear what I'm saying?
你了解我的意思吗?
And so who I'm talking to this morning is, there are times in our life
我今天要讲的是就是在我们生命中
that demand more.
有些时刻是需要再进一步的。
There are times in our life when we find ourselves afraid.
有的时候我们发现我们是在惧怕中。
Or stuck.
或者我们卡在一个光景的里面。
We prayed and prayed and believed, but for some reason the circumstances just don't seem to change.
我们祷告又祷告，但是好像环境就没有变动。
There are times in a marriage where things get stuck.
有时候在我们婚姻里，好像我觉得我卡住了。
And though a husband or a wife has prayed and prayed and prayed, they kind of stay stuck.
无论做丈夫或做妻子的，虽然不断的祷告，但是好像都卡在那里，不能往前。
How many of you parents have talked to your children over and over and over?
同样，做父母的，我们劝告我们的孩子，跟他们对话，一再的表达。
And it just doesn't seem to be going in.
但是好像就那个话进不到他们的心里。
So you start talking to God over and over and over.
同样的，你觉得你跟神一再的讲。
But it still doesn't change.
好像环境还是没有改变。
There's another kind of prayer.
所以在祷告中还有另外一种的形式。
That we would call a cry.
叫做呼求。
That we can see throughout the scriptures.
你在圣经里看见比比皆是。
When other prayers didn't change things, this kind of prayer changed things.
好像一般的祷告不能发生什么作用的时候，呼求会带来改变。
But we have to push ourselves out of our comfort zone.
所以我们这个人必须从我们舒适的状态里出来。
Maybe stop worrying about what other people might think of us.
不要想说在乎别人怎么看我。
Start reprioritizing our time.
而将你的重要人生的次序做一个调整。
Amen. You know, you might pray every morning about something.
是的，每天早上也许你都祷告。
And when that prayer doesn't seem to be effective, you know what you do?
你都为某一件事祷告，但是到一个地步你就觉得没改变，那你会做什么？你就更多的祷告。
You pray in the morning and in the afternoon.
你就早上也祷告，下午也祷告。
You ever done that?
有没有这样做，增加祷告的频率？
When you're serious about things, that's what you'll do.
当你对一件事很认真的时候，你会这样做的。
I remember such a time and a change in my life where I was praying every morning, every morning, every morning.
我记得在我人生来到一个重要的阶段的时候，我每天早上祷告。
And things weren't changing.
但是事情没改变。
And so I just after I got home from work.I went straight to my prayer closet and I prayed every afternoon.
所以到个地步，每天下班我就到我的祷告衣柜里，在那里继续祷告。
And it wasn't long before something started to change.
然后呢，事情就开始，没有多久就开始有改变。
Not too long, too many years ago, about 10 years ago, the Lord said, God told me, David, I want to do something new in your life.
大约十年前，我祷告的时候，神对我说，大卫，我要让你做一些新的事。
You need to pray.
但是你必须祷告。
The Lord said you need to pray more.
你必须花更多的时间祷告。
I said, Lord, I'm already praying every morning. I was being diligent in prayer.
我说神啊，我很殷勤祷告，我每一天早上都花时间祷告。
And he says, I want more prayer.
他说我需要更多的祷告。
Extra prayer.
额外的祷告。
And so the Lord called me to I guess probably to help me. He said 100 days of extra prayer.
他跟我说，接下来的100天，你都要摆上更多额外祷告。
And I thought I can do that.
我想哦，
Amen.
可以的，100天可以的。
So you know, I prayed every morning, every afternoon.
每天早上，每天下午，额外的祷告。
For 100 days, I was counting the days off on the calendar.
我在那个我的月历上画出记号，100天。
But you know what? It wasn't until about day 51 that things started to change.
你知道，大概在第51天的时候，事情开始有改变。
I'm just doing it in faith.Not feeling anything extra, nothing extra happening.
我怎么样呢？我就是必须在信心里祷告，因为我感觉不到什么。
Just being obedient to what God had said.
我所做的就是完全是顺服主的要求。
But then suddenly things started to change.
然后51天来到，突然事情改变了。
You know where they started to change?
你知道什么改变了？
In me.
我改变了。
Amen. And suddenly I heard the voice of the Holy Spirit talk to me about things that I had not been looking at in my life.
圣灵向我启示我以前没有注意到关于我生命中的事。
He put his finger on things in my heart.
神的指头好像按在我的心上。
And he said, David, you've changed.
他说大卫你改变了。
You're not doing it the way that you used to.
你现在做事的方式跟以前不同了。
You've forgotten some things that I told you to do.
也忘记一些我叫你要做的事情。
You're on the wrong side of the Holy Spirit on this issue, is how he put it to me.
这件事，就这件事而论，你没有与圣灵同行。
And he told me, you need to repent.
他跟我说，你必须悔改。
And so I didn't stagger at the instruction of God. I embraced it.
我没有拒绝，也没有争吵，我就接受。
And I started to turn away from the things that I had...been walking in some attitudes and some beliefs or lack of faith in my heart.
我就转离或改变以前我那些缺乏信心而有的行动。
I started to change.
我先被改变了。
My marriage, my relationship with Lucretia started to change.
我跟我妻子 Lucretia 的关系也改变了。
And you know, it wasn't long before things started to change in the kids' lives.
然后很快我看见我的孩子也改变了。
They, suddenly, a couple of them got baptized in the Holy Spirit.
突然，我的两个孩子被圣灵充满，受圣灵的浸。
I never asked for that.
我从来没有向神要求过。
But it happened when I changed.
但是当我改变的时候, 我的孩子就改变了。
So sometimes when you pray more, you hear things you don't expect.
所以当你花多一点时间祷告的时候, 你会听到你没有想到的事。
And that's okay, isn't it?
没有关系, 这是很好。
Amen? So there are times for prayer and singing songs.
有时候是我们可以用诗歌, 用圣歌。
And then there's a time for something more.
但有的时候呢, 我们需要更进一步。
A time to cry out with all your heart.
用你的全心向神来呼求。
A time to intercede with all your heart.
用你的全心来代祷。
Or a time to give thanks with all your heart, to cry it out. Amen?
或者用你的全心来向神发出感谢。
Amen? So it's not just prayer that we release a cry with.
这不是我们只是祷告需要用呼喊。
Sometimes it's a cry of thanksgiving.
甚至我们感恩的时候,
Sometimes it's a cry of gratefulness.
感激, 为了感激神而大声呼喊的, 有没有?
Do you just have songs and prayers, or do you also have cries?
你只有诗歌, 唱诗和祷告, 还是你也有呼喊?
The psalmist David conveyed and modeled a heart of prayer more than anyone else in the scriptures.
大卫最彰显他那个用心来祷告的情况。
But as I've already said,
是在诗篇里比比皆是。
He rarely used the term prayer to describe what he was doing.
特别明显就是他不会用祷告这个字来描述他的祷告。
Usually he called his conversation with God, with heaven, he called it something else.
他用另外一个字来描述他跟神沟通的方式。
He called it a cry.
他说我乃是呼求。
So sitting there this morning, ask yourself, do you have a cry?
所以请问在座的各位, 你祷告的时候是用呼求的吗? 你曾经呼求吗? 还是很细声细语的祷告?
Is it just a whisper?
只是微声的祷告?
Did you know the enemy wants to steal your voice?
你知道仇敌要偷我们的声音吗?
You are God's children. He has given you a voice. He's given you something to say, and he's given you something to pray.
你是神的儿女，神给了你声音，让你能够祷告。
Prayer is the means by which we get kingdom business done on the earth.
借着祷告，我们让天国的情形能够在地上发生。
God says, I want to bring my kingdom into the earth.
神说我要叫我的天国降临在地上。
I want to make all peoples the sons and daughters of the king. Amen.
我要万民做我的儿女。 阿们吗?
And you know how we do that?
你知道我们如何让神的国降临吗?
Jesus saw the multitude, the harvest, ripe and ready.
耶稣说庄稼都已经熟了。
And he told his disciples, pray.
所以叫他的门徒们要祷告。
Jesus, when he taught his disciples to pray, he says, in this manner, pray.
他说要这样祷告。
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, just like it is in heaven.
愿你的国降临, 愿你的旨意行在地上, 如同行在天上。
Nothing of true value happens in the earth without the saints of God praying. Amen?
没有事情会在地上发生，若是圣徒不祷告。
And so you know what the enemy wants to do? He wants to steal your voice.
所以仇敌很重要一件工作就是偷我们的声音。
He wants to steal your worship and your praise.
偷走我们的敬拜，偷走我们的祷告。
He wants to steal your prayers.
他要偷走你的祷告。
Because if he can steal the faith from your heart, the prayers of your heart, he can stop the kingdom from growing in the earth.
因为他若能将你的信心、你的祷告偷走的话, 他就能够阻止天国降临。
Everything happens by the law of asking and receiving.
这是有一个律的。
祈求就得着，你要种，你才会收。 Amen. Every time we pray, we plant a seed in the kingdom. Amen.
每一次我们的祷告就像种了一个种子在天国。
We sow the seeds of the kingdom into the earth.
我们撒种在天国的土壤里。
And the Lord says, "You have not because you ask not."
神说你没有，因为你不求。
Whatsoever a man believes, asking, he shall receive.
你若信，你求就必得着。
Have you allowed the enemy to steal your prayers?
你是不是让仇敌偷走了你的祷告?
To take the cry out of your heart?
将你心中的呼求给偷走了。
Have you ever noticed when you quit releasing your voice in prayer and worship?
你有没有注意到，当你不再大声祷告和唱歌敬拜的时候
，It's a little harder to release your testimony out before the world.
就让你在世人眼前的见证呢越来越困难。
Think about this, saints. If you can't open your mouth here among the family of God,
试想一下，弟兄姊妹，若是你坐在这里都没有办法张开你的口
，If you can't release a cry of praise or a cry of prayer in the house of God, the family of God,
在神的家中，你都不能把你的祷告释放出来。
Chances are you're not going to open your mouth out in the world to share your testimony about Christ with others.
那你在世人面前能够有见证的机会就很小。
Does that make sense?
这合理吗？
Do you want to be a more bold testimony, a more bolder witness out in the world?
你愿意在世界的眼前做一个刚强的见证吗？
Let's take a vote. Who wants to be a better witness out in the world?
我们来看一看谁愿意在世人眼前有美好的见证。
Come on, y'all. Where do you guys belong to the Church of Jesus Christ? You want to grow the family of God?
We
want to share our testimony with our classmates and our work, the guys we work with.
你愿意在家中在工作的地方显出耶稣基督的见证吗？
Come on, you young guys down here, right? You get at school, right? Don't you want to share with your classmates?
要跟你的同学同事分享。
Just boldly tell him, I believe in Jesus. Do you believe in Jesus?
你勇敢地告诉你的同事或同学说，我信主，你信主吗？
Do you want to believe in Jesus?
你想要信主吗？
You will not have the courage to open up your mouth like that.
你知道你在他面前是很难开口的。
If you never open up your mouth in prayer.
如果你都很少开口祷告的话。
If you never open your mouth in praise.
你很少起来赞美的话。
Now, this wasn't part of my message at all, right, what I'm talking about now.
其实这不是我原来预备的内容。
But let's think about this, okay?
但是我们想一下。
We're here calling upon the Lord, praying at prayer meeting.
若是我们在祷告聚会能够开口赞美祷告。
Or we lift our voice in worship among the saints of God.
在众圣徒敬拜的时候我们大声赞美唱歌。
In the assembly.
在众人聚集的当中
，And suddenly what jumps up in your heart is you're worried what other people in the room might think about you.
突然你想，哎呀，我不晓得我这样做别人是怎么看我。
They're going to think I'm crazy if I lift my hands.
他们会觉得我这样举手是很怪异的。
I don't know if they'll, you know, I'm worried what they'll think about me if I raise my voice to Jesus.
我不晓得他们会怎么想，如果我大声祷告。
If we're worried about that in here,
若我们在这里都这样担心的话
we're never going to share it out there.
我们永远不可能在世人面前做见证。
Amen. Amen. We encourage a boldness in the house of God helps us to have a greater boldness outside the house.
我们鼓励大家在神家中要勇敢，这样我们出去才能勇敢地表达。
Okay, that wasn't in my notes. That was just a freebie. We'll call that a freebie. Okay. Amen.
这个是额外赠送的信息。
Do you have a prayer or do you have a cry?
你有没有祷告？你有没有呼求的学习？
The term cry,
这个呼求这个词
calls you up. It calls you into something more.
是把你从你原来地方叫出来，
Amen?
离开你坐着的自己，让你站起来。
You know, you have somebody in the family. They have a concern.
也许在你的家中，
they have a complaint.
有一些的忧虑或者抱怨。
You maybe can get to that later, right? Well, we'll talk to sister later.
哦，我们等一会儿再跟某某姊妹交通。
But if somebody tells you that your sister is crying,
但是有人跟你说，哎，你的姊妹在
she's crying
在哭，
out,
在大哭。
Let's go see what's going on in there.
你就赶快去看她是不是怎么回事。
A cry calls for a different response.
因为一个呼求的声音会引起别人的反应。
Okay, I'm going to look at some verses here, just a few, not all of them, for Michelle's sake. I told her I wouldn't read all these.
我们现在读一些的经节。
Psalms 3:4.
诗篇第三章第四节。
What does David say?
大卫说什么？
I cried to the Lord with my voice.
我用我的声音求告耶和华。
He heard me from his holy hill.
他就从他的圣山应允我。
Do you have a voice?
你有没有声音？你有没有声音
？Use your voice.
用你的声音。
Some things don't ever change till you open your mouth.
你知道，一旦你开口，事情就会改变。
You've been in a situation, you've been in a circumstance that was just more demanding than you thought you could bear.
你若是在一个充满挑战、超过你能够承担的环境里，
and suddenly you realize this has got to stop.
突然你明白说，我必须要停止这个状况。
I got to say something.
我必须要表达一下。
I got to do something.
我必须要做一点事。
This situation requires more.
这个情况需要我更多的努力。
You get stirred up in your spirit, and you start to cry out to God.
你的心中就开始搅动，所以你开始呼喊。
Psalms 5:2.
第五章第二节
David says, give heed to the voice of my cry.
神啊，求你垂听我呼求的声音。
Psalms 18:6.
十八章六节
But in my distress, I cried out to the Lord.
我在激难中求告耶和华，向我的神呼求。
Yes, I prayed to my God for help.
我向神呼求。
He heard me from his sanctuary. My cry to him reached his ears.
神从殿中听了我的声音，我在他面前的呼求入了他的耳中。
Brothers and sisters, do you need something to change?
弟兄姊妹们，你需要你生活中真有改变吗？
Have you just been praying, or have you been crying out?
那你是祷告呢，还是在呼求？
Psalms 27:7.Well, no, 25:5. We'll do that one. Psalms 25:5.
诗篇二十五章五节
They cried to you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were not ashamed.
依靠你的必不致羞愧，求告你的必蒙垂听。
Psalms 27:7.
二十七章七节
Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice.
我用我声音呼吁的时候，求你垂听。
Have mercy upon me and answer me.
求你连续我，应允我。
Psalms 28:2.
二十八章二节。
Hear the voice of my supplication when I cry to you.
我呼求你，求你垂听我恳求的声音。
When I lift up my hands towards your holy sanctuary.
当我向你至圣所举手的时候。
Psalms 30:2.
三十篇第二节。
O Lord, my God, I cried unto you.
我的神啊，我曾呼求你。
And you healed me.
你医治了我。
Amen.
Amen.
Psalms 34:6.
三十四篇第六节。
This poor man cried out.
我这困苦人呼求。
And the Lord heard him.
耶和华便垂听。
And saved him out of all his troubles.
救我脱离一切的患难。
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, we'll cry to other people, won't we? Don't we have a friend we like to cry to? Everybody's got one, right?
我们向的人常发出呼求，不是吗？
You know, that we got them on speed dial. When you really get in trouble, you know, you can, oh man, you know, you just complain and whine and tell them all the bad stuff that's going on, right?
对，我们都有一个对象，每次我们有需要的时候，我们就赶快打电话跟他们
you know, one way
跟他们抱怨。
One way the enemy steals our prayers.
你知道，仇敌偷走我们祷告的方法之一。
Sometimes our prayer lives die before they ever get a chance to live.
就是让我们的祷告生活呢，还没有兴旺就已经消灭了。
Because we'll give somebody else an earful, we'll whine and cry to some other brother and sister.
因为我们将我们的呼求呢，从神那里转向人。
And we pour out our heart, we pour out our problems, we pour out our fears.
我们向人哭诉，告诉人所有我们的问题。
And for a moment we feel better, right?
当我们那样做的时候，一时之间感觉蛮好的。
And what that happened is that was a detour. It would kept us from ever getting to the prayer closet.
但是这种做法呢，就让我们永远不能进到祷告的小房间里向神呼求。
That good brother or sister, as sympathetic as they might be to all your cares and concerns,
你知道吗？不管你的弟兄或姊妹向着你多么的同情
，They can't answer any of those prayers.
他们却不能。
他们不能为你做任何的事。In fact, that was just a trick of the enemy to steal your prayers from ever taking them to the throne of grace.
事实上，这个是仇敌将我们从到神那里祷告的道路偷走的方法。
We spend so much energy talking and pouring out our heart to people.
我们花很多的时间精力把我们难处告诉人。
And yet we don't take time to cry out to God.
但是我们却不花时间到神的面前向神。
Do your children, did they grow up hearing you in the next room crying?
你的孩子从小有没有听到你祷告的声音？
Amen. Every Christian home
每一个基督徒的家
needs the sound of prayer.
需要有祷告的声音。
Every godly family
每一个敬畏神的家
needs to have the testimony.
需要有这样的见证。
I heard my father pray.
听到见证说，我听见我父亲祷告。
I heard my mother pray.
我听见我的母亲祷告。
And better yet, I heard them cry out to God.
更好的是我们听见他们向神呼求的声音。
Amen.
Amen.
I'm so grateful for my mother. I heard her so many times praying in the next room for me.
我很感恩，因为我常常听到我的母亲在隔壁的房间为我祷告。
Come on, let's get this straight. I'm going to get personal. No apologies.
我必须要把这件事情说清楚，我不会为着我的率直而道歉。
Parents,Have your children heard you cry out to God at the top of your lungs?
父母们啊，你的孩子有没有听到你向神呼求的声音？
Do they know, are they familiar with the sound, the daily sound of you praying in the other room?
他们是不是对你这样每日的祷告很熟悉？
Fathers, have your children seen the tears stream down your face when you pray?
做父亲的，你的孩子有没有看见你流泪祷告？
Did the disciples see Jesus pray?
门徒们有没有看见耶稣祷告？
That was the whole reason they said, "Teach us to pray," because they saw him do something that they knew they needed.
他们一定是看见了，所以他们问耶稣说：“我们当如何祷告？”
Did the disciples see Jesus weep?
门徒们有没有看见耶稣哭泣？
Yes.
有的。
Come on.We need not make excuses for this.
我们不要为自己找任何的理由。
You know what? If we could make every father in here a man of prayer, every home would be changed.
你知道，若是再多的每一个父亲都能成为祷告的人，那每一个家都会大大的改变。
So many problems with their children would be changed by that one simple action.
许多我们孩子的问题会改变，只要我们有父亲母亲做这样的事。
Okay, I'll tell myself to calm down. It's okay.
冷静一点。
Amen.
Amen.
Psalms 34, verse 15.
34篇15节。
The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous.
耶和华的眼目看顾义人。
And his ears are open to their cry.
他的耳朵听他们的呼求。
The righteous, Psalms 34:17. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears.
义人呼求耶和华听见了。
And delivers them out of all their troubles.
便救他们脱离一切患难。
Psalms 40:1.
40篇1节。
I waited patiently for the Lord.
我曾耐心等候耶和华。
And he inclined to me and heard my cry.
他转向我，垂听我的呼求。
Psalms 55:17.
55篇17节。
Evening and morning and noon.
我每天晚上、早晨、
I'm going to read that again. Evening and morning and noon.
我每天晚上、早晨、晌午。
I will pray.
哀声悲叹。
And cry aloud.
哀声悲叹
and he shall hear my voice.
他也必听我的声音
Do you have something in your family, something in your life that needs to change? You need a breakthrough. You need your body healed. You need your family helped. You need your marriage helped.
在你的生命中，无论是你的个人、你的家庭、你的婚姻，有没有需要一个大的帮助？
Are you crying out to God?
你有没有向神哀求呼喊？
We have no excuse.
我们是没有借口。
We have no excuse.
不要用任何的借口。
Well, you know why? Because this idea of crying out isn't our idea.
这呼求这件事不是我们的想法。
Naturally, just like a little child, when we hurt, we cry.
就像一个小孩，他受伤，他就哭。
And God listens, amen?
然后神就听见。
It's instinctive. It's instinctive. You don't have to be a great saint to know how to cry out.
你不需要成为一个伟大的圣徒才知道怎么呼求，这是我们的直觉反应。
But this is God's idea.
这是神的意思。
He appeals from heaven this morning.
今天早晨，他从天上向我们呼，要求邀请我们。
Seek me,
来寻求我
Knock at my door
来敲我的门
I'll open it, I'll open it
我会打开的
Call upon my name
呼求我的名
Amen Our prayer life proves the promises of God
我们的祷告生活只能证明一件事就是神的应许是真的
Our prayers are designed to prove that God is not a man that he should lie Amen
我们的祷告会证明神不说谎
Our prayer life is designed to prove the faithfulness of God.
我们的祷告生活证明神的信实。
And yet, does God say to you this morning, "You have not because you haven't asked me"?
今天早晨，神有没有对你说，你没有，因为你从来不求。
Do you hear what I'm talking about?
你们知道我的意思。
What breakthrough do you need?
你需要什么突破？
What fear are you struggling with?
你有什么样的惧怕？
What bondage grips your life that you wish you didn't have?
你有什么样的捆绑？你希望挣脱的？
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It's a promise waiting, just waiting to be, you know, cashed.
是一个应许在那里一直等着我们来兑现。
Claimed.
等着我们来拿。
Each one of God's promises about prayer are invitations given to us.
每一个祷告就好像神向我们发出的邀请。
And they all have His Jesus' signature in red on them. Amen.
每一个应许就好像一个邀请，等着我们来兑现。
Each one of them like a check signed by Jesus.
都好像支票，一张张，耶稣都已经签好字了。
Each one of them like an invitation that we can approach the throne of grace and say, "Here is your promise, Lord."
每一个应许就像一个签好字的支票，我们来到宝座面前说，这是你答应的。
Let's look at a few scriptures about when this cry that we're talking about made a difference. Amen.
我们看看圣经中有一些的例子，怎么样呼求带来了改变。
Remember when God met Moses in the desert with the burning bush?
记不记得他在旷野中，在荆棘火焰中向摩西显现
？Exodus 3:7-9.
在出埃及记的第三章七到九节。
You remember?Moses is on the backside of the wilderness, taking care of sheep.
记不记得摩西在旷野中牧羊
？He was called to be a deliverer of a whole nation.
他应该是要释放整个以色列人。
To deliver all of his kinsmen from slavery under the Egyptians.
神呼召他带所有的以色列百姓脱离埃及人的手。
But he tried to fulfill the call of God in his own strength.
但是他想要用自己的天然人的力量来达到神的呼召。
And he killed an Egyptian.
所以他杀了一个埃及人。
That's always the result of when we try to fulfill the call of God in our own strength.
你知道，当我们试着完成神在我们生命中的呼召，用我们自己力量的时候，这就是必然的结果。
Somebody gets hurt.
就是有人会因我们受伤。
So he ran off to the desert to learn how to do it God's way, how to listen to God.
他杀了人之后就逃亡到旷野来学习神的方式。
And one day he came across this strange sight.
有一天，他看到一个奇特的景象。
A bush that burned but was not consumed. It was burning but it was not consumed.
有一团的荆棘在火焰中，但是荆棘却没有损毁。
And stranger yet, a voice came out of the bush.
更奇特的就是有一个声音从荆棘火焰中出来。
I think you and I would have stopped to look closer, right?
我想你我都会想要靠近看一看。
Right, Albert, you see this bush out in the front yard, it's burning, and pretty soon it's talking to you.
So, Albert, 你想想看，在你的前院
What
有一团燃烧的荆棘，对不对
I should maybe turn aside to look a little closer. And when he turned aside, God began to talk to him more.
所以当他靠近的时候，神说了更多的话。
Amen?
Amen 吗
But see, Moses messed it all up. He ran off to the desert.
摩西他没有成功，他因此在旷野中流浪。
And God was calling him back to service.
神叫他回来侍奉。
And you know what activated his service, reactivated his service, I should say?
是什么让他重新开始他的侍奉
？It was the cry of the Israelites.
是以色列百姓的呼求。
Not a quiet little Starbucks prayer.
不是一个只是在咖啡馆一个角落的安静祷告。
It was the cry of the Israelites.
乃是以色列百姓向神发出的哀求的声音。
Exodus 3:7, and the Lord said.
所以出埃及记三章第七节，耶和华说。
I have surely seen the oppression of my people.
我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了。
and have heard their cry.
他们因受督工所辖制的发出的哀声，我也听见了。
Because of their taskmasters.
因着埃及督工所发出的,
For I know their sorrows.
我原知道他们的痛苦。
My children are crying.
我的孩子在哀求。
My children are hurting.
他们在受伤。
My children are suffering.
他们在受痛苦。
And we need to do something about this.
所以呢，摩西，我们得做一点事情。
Amen. So many of us have a call of God on our life.
很多人都有神的呼召。
Not because we and of ourselves are anything special.
常常不是因为我们有什么特别的事发生。
It's because others are crying out to God for somebody to come help.
乃是有人向神发出哀求，请求帮助。
And God says you have some of the gifts that I can use to help them.
神说我在你身上有这个恩赐，我需要你去帮助。
Our calling most oftentimes is a response to somebody else's cry for help.
很多时候我们得到的呼召是因为神要我们去帮助有需要的人。
Amen.
Amen.
Verse 9, the Lord says the same thing. The cry, it's the cry that I've heard.
第九节讲一样的事情，说以色列人的哀声达到我的耳中。
The cry called Moses out of the desert and sent him back to Egypt to make a difference for a whole nation.
整个以色列的哀声让摩西从旷野中回来，带领整个以色列百姓。
Now after the children of Israel, they went through the wilderness, crossed the Jordan, and began to take the promised land in the book of Joshua.
当这些以色列百姓离开埃及，在旷野中，然后过了约旦河，要进去应许之地。
They came up against a city with great walls, thick walls.
来到一个城的面前，是非常的高大。
Called Jericho.
叫做耶利哥城。
They didn't have the resources, they didn't have the army, they didn't have enough people to take that city.
他们没有任何力量或足够的资源能够打下那座城。
It was totally impossible.
对他们来说，这是不可能征服的。
And yet God said, I promise to give you that city.
但是神说，我应许把那个城给你们。
That's going to be the first city you take in the land of promise.
在我应许之地，这是你们要攻下的第一座城。
And so you know what he did?
所以你知道神怎么做？
God says, you march around this city 7 times.
他说你们绕这个城7次。
With your little horns.
然后呢，拿起你们的脚。
You know, day after day.
大声的吹脚。
And then after the 7th day.
一天绕一次，到第七天的时候绕七次。 到第七次之后,
they begin to shout and cry out at the top of their lungs.
他们就全力大声呼喊。
We don't walk by sight. We don't decide what victories we will win based on how tall or short their walls are.
不在乎敌人的城池有多强壮高大。
We walk by faith.
我们乃是凭信心。
And so in spite of the impossible obstacles that are in your way,
不管你面前有多大的难处,
obstacles in your family,
在你的家中有多大的难处,
obstacles in your children's lives,
在你的孩子当中有多大的难处,
obstacles in your finances,
你的财务上有多大的难处,
obstacles in your marriage,
在你的婚姻中有多大的难处,
you know what? You answer God's response,
你若是答应神,
get your little horn,
你答应神的呼召, 你拿起你自己的小号角,
you march around that impossible obstacle.
你围绕这个难处,
how do you do it, Fisher? You just keep on marching around, right?
你就围绕着你的难处,
and you begin to cry out.
然后你大声呼喊,
God, bring the walls down.
神啊,
God, do what I can't do.
神能做,
God,
我不能做,
break through.
神能够突破, 神能叫墙,
fell down flat. I like that. They fell down flat.
就整个城墙倒下来, 夷为平地。
And they just walked right over the top of those walls, right into the city, and they took everything they wanted and needed.
他们就直接上前,
Amen?
然后掳掠他们所要的东西。
What, is there something separating you from what God has promised you?
所以到底是什么拦阻了你不能够得着神的应许?
Is there an obstacle in your way?
在你得到应许之间有没有拦阻?
Have you cried out?
然后你有没有呼喊?
Have you tried crying out yet?
你有没有试着向神呼求?
Well, I say a sincere Starbucks prayer every morning.
每天早上,
you know, there in the corner, quietly.
我都在一个安静的角落, 祷告过。
Praise God for your quiet Starbucks prayer. Amen.
感谢神让你有这样的祷告。
Your circumstances might demand something more.
但是你的难处恐怕需要胜过这样的祷告。
It might be time to start crying out.
你可能需要大声哀求。
It might be time to dust your little horn off and get ready. Amen.
应该要把你的号角清理一下。
One of my favorite stories in the Gospels, in the whole Bible, is about the story about Bartimaeus.
我最喜欢整个圣经经卷里面就是这个巴底买的故事。
He's a blind beggar.
他是一个瞎眼的乞丐。
And everything he received came from charity.A free will gift.
他完全是靠别人的施舍而生活。
And so he had to make his need known.
所以呢，他必须要人家知道他有需要。
And how he lived as a beggar was he'd plant himself on the corner of this path, these highways.
身为这个乞丐呢，他就坐在这个人来人往的大路上。
So people could see that he was a blind man without any means of income.
所以别人可以看见他是瞎眼的，没有赚钱的能力。
In a desperate situation,
而且他有很大的需要。
He allowed himself to be seen.
所以他让别人看见他的存在。
And then one day he heard all this commotion, all these people talking and moving down the street.
有一天他突然听到人群中起了嘈杂的声音。
This is Mark 10, verse 46 through 52. And so he heard these people.
所以呢，这一段是记载在马可福音十章四十七节开始。他听到人的声音，他知道。
He had heard that Jesus was coming.
他知道耶稣要来了。
This Jesus that healed people's bodies.
这个耶稣是医治人的。
This Jesus that forgave sins.
他赦免人的罪。
This Jesus that restored broken lives. Amen.
他叫人所有破碎的生活能够得着修补。
He realized this might be his only opportunity that to be near Jesus as he passed by.
他知道这可能是他这一辈子唯一的机会，知道耶稣经过他。
He realized he might only have one shot.
这是他唯一的机会。
How would you pray? How would you cry out if you only had one chance?
如果你是巴底买，你知道你只有一次机会呼求，你要如何呼求？
And so he just, Jesus comes by.
所以耶稣经过，
Jesus!
他就说，耶稣。
Does that make you uncomfortable? Jesus.
耶稣。
Have mercy on me.
怜悯我。
Jesus, have mercy on me.
Oh, 耶稣怜悯我。
Don't pass me by.
不要经过我。
Don't overlook my need.
不要越过我的需要。
Can you see and change my life?
你有看见我吗？
And you know what happened next?
你知道发生什么事？
The ushers came and told him to be quiet, right?
招待过来说，哎。
I assume it was one of the disciples. They told him just, you know, those same guys that are telling the little children, no, no, don't bother the master.
You know those guys? 就是那个小孩来到耶稣的时候，他们斥责小孩子那种门徒。
Bartimaeus, Bartimaeus, it's not that time of the meeting yet.
巴底买，巴底买，聚会还在进行中，现在不要吵。
We'll have the altar call later. You need to be quiet right now.
等一下会有那个呼召，你现在别吵。
He goes, what are you talking about?
You know, 巴底买说你在说什么？
And it says that he cried out all the more, Jesus!
当人家拦住他说他
Have mercy on me.
他叫得更大声了。你知道发生什么事吗？
Jesus stopped.
耶稣停下脚步。
Jesus stopped.
耶稣停下脚步。
Jesus stopped.
耶稣为他停下脚步。
And he turned.
转过身来。
And he said, "Bring him here."
说把他带过来。
Have you tried crying out yet?
你试着呼求过吗？
Have you tried everything else but crying out to God?
你是不是用了所有的方法，就是没有呼求过？
Are you under a pile of fear and depression and darkness and hopelessness?
你是不是在一切的受压、黑暗、阻拦的里面？
It's time to rise up and cry out.
你现在应该要站起来呼求了。
And so Jesus said, "Bring him here."
所以主耶稣说，把他带到我这里。
He went from the bottom of the pile.
所以他本来是在所有人的最底下。
And back of the crowd.
在人的最后一排。
To the very front of the line.
被带到最前排。
Who's this guy? Who's this guy getting a cut all the way to the front?
他经过所有人说，这家伙是谁呀？
That's what our prayer life does.
我们的祷告生活就会这样做。
It brings you all the way from the back to the very front.
把你从最后一排带到第一排。
Amen.
阿门吗？
Amen. It brings you right to the front.
把你带到最前排。
Amen. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst.
饥渴慕义的有福了。
你知道为什么你的满需要没有得到满足吗？
因为你就没有迫切的寻求。
Or you're allowing other things. You're feeding the deepest needs of your heart with all this stupid stuff from the world.
或者你让世界所有赐好的东西来满足你这个最深的需要。
You got to be hungry enough that nothing else but Jesus will satisfy. Amen.
你必须要饿到一个程度，你知道只有耶稣，也唯有耶稣能够满足。
I love Bartimaeus. Don't you want to be like Bartimaeus?
我很喜欢巴底买。
你
想不想成为巴底买？我想成为巴底买。
He doesn't stop. He doesn't quit. He doesn't take no until Jesus says no. Amen.
他不放弃。直到耶稣来到。
Are you asking God something for something specific?
你向着神有没有一个特定的呼求需要？
And it didn't happen the first two or three, ten times you prayed.
也许你祷告了十次还没有得到答应。
If you have not heard Jesus say no, you keep going.
只要你没有听到耶稣说不要再祷告了，你就继续祷告。
A real man and woman of prayer, a real intercessor is stubborn.In a good way.
你知道一个真正祷告的人是很固执的。
No, I'm not stopping. No, I'm
not. 我不会停止祷告的。我不会停止呼求。不可能的，我不会安静的。我不会坐下，因为我要跟在耶稣后面。
You know, you young people, God has given you youth and strength and zeal and energy. Use it on something that counts. Amen.
年轻人，神给你们年轻的力量、时间、精力。
Quit using all the best part of your mind and your heart for that silly game. Amen.
把你最好的力量用在主的身上，不要花在电动玩具上面。
Use that part of your heart.
倾倒你的所有。
Use that part of your heart, John, for Jesus. Amen.
用你所有的为着耶稣。
You guys are filled with energy. You're filled with enthusiasm.
你们充满了精力，充满了火热，充满了想法，充满了力量。
Something that counts.
让你的所有用在有价值的事上。
Amen.
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 Amen. Come on, men. Be men.
像个男人，弟兄们。
Stand up.
要站起来，在主的面前，让神家中的男人刚强。
So you can praise longer, so you can pray stronger, so you can pray louder, so you can be the man and provide spiritually, amen?
为什么让男人的力量胜过女人呢？因为神托付你们，让你们可以更大声，能够祷告的更久。
Oh, I'm going to probably get myself in trouble before this is all over.I love you. You know I love you. I want for you what I want for myself.
你知道我爱你们，我愿你们有的也是我愿我自己有的。
You have so many gifts, so great, many great qualities in this room.
在座的有这么多的恩赐，这么多的能力。
Use the best part of you.
把你最好的。
To pursue God.
来追求主。
To pursue.
用你最好的。来追求神
to pursue God.
用你最好的力量来追求主
prove that you are strong.
来证明你是够刚强
pray longer than 10 minutes, amen?
祷告要起码超过十分钟
Where we're going, what we need to see God do in our day is going to take more than a 10-minute prayer. Can we agree on that?
要跟随主要看见他的作为实在是超过十分钟祷告所摆上
Amen?Some of you guys looking at me like you think I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. Amen.
有的人看着我好像我有一点疯狂啊。
Okay. Bartimaeus, don't you love Bartimaeus?
我们真是爱巴底买啊。
Matthew 15:22.
在马太福音十五章二十二节。
And behold, that means look. A woman of Canaan came.
有一个迦南的妇人来了。
From the region, and what did she do?
她干什么？
She cried out to him.
她喊着说
A woman from Canaan came and she cried out.
她说主啊大卫的子孙
And in a very similar way that Bartimaeus.
同样巴底买也是这样呼喊
She said, Have mercy on me, O Lord.
可怜我呀
Son of David.
大卫的子孙可怜我
My daughter is severely demon possessed.
我女儿被鬼附得甚苦
Jesus, have mercy. My daughter.
耶稣怜悯我是我的孩子我的女儿
You know, don't you love mothers? Amen?
我们真是爱母亲
Mothers will fight you over their kids, isn't that true?
做母亲的会为他们的儿女征战。
Mothers will, it doesn't matter how big somebody is, how big a problem is, they will stand up and say, you're not going to mess with my kids. Amen.
不管对象是多强大，你的母亲都会站在儿女的前面来面对他们。我们为了母亲感谢神。
So many of us in this room have been saved over and over by our mom, our mother. Amen.
在座有很多人，你们都被妈妈一再的拯救过，不是吗？
Amen.
阿们吗？
And where we need our mothers most is on their knees praying.
我们所需要母亲做的最多的事就是跪下来为我们祷告。
So she said, have mercy.
她说可怜我。
Son of David,
my
daughter is severely demon possessed. She is totally controlled by darkness.
我的女儿被鬼附的甚苦，她完全被黑暗的权势掌握住了。
Her mind is totally controlled by other things.
她的心思被整个世界辖制了。
Her life isn't what it is supposed to be, what you made it to be.
她生活的情形不再是你所设计的那么好。神啊，请你改变这个状况。
Don't give up, mothers. Don't give up.
做母亲的。
Don't stop praying till the change comes.
不要放弃，不要停止祷告，直到改变发生。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
Amen. Sister, don't you love your mom right there?
姊妹们，爱你的母亲吗？
Amen. She's a good lady.
你的母亲是一个好姊妹。
Amen. Raymond, don't you love your mama? I mean,
Raymond, 爱你的母亲吗？
Joyce, your Ada is such a good woman. Praise, praise, praise. Jean, you pray for your boys. Amen. So many, I wish I knew every name in here.
在这里有许多的母亲，我真希望我认识你们每一个人。
Oh, Kelly, how you prayed for your kids. Amen.
Amen. Kelly 也常为你的孩子祷告。
This is what mothers do.
这是母亲做的事。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
Let it become a cry. If you feel stuck, if the door's shut, cry.
亲爱的姊妹们，如果你卡住了，或好像门关上了，你就呼求。
You have an appointment to be at your friend's house at 3 o'clock.
你3点钟应该到你的朋友家去的。
You arrive on the doorstep.
你来到门口，你敲门。
Nobody comes.
没有人来。
Ring that bell.
你再继续按个门铃。
Nobody comes.
没有人来。
If it's an important appointment, guess
what you do? 如果是一个很重要的聚集。
Hello. Is anybody in there?
你就会在门外大喊说：“有没有人在家 ？”Hello!
Cry out!
你就大叫，不是吗
？Or that's too undignified.
或者这样的实在是太没有尊严的做法。
All right. Let's see what else we got here. Just a couple more, and we'll wrap this up. The persistent widow in Luke 18.
还有路加福音十八章那个不断祷告呼求的寡妇。
She didn't have a husband. She didn't have sons.
这个寡妇没有丈夫，没有儿子。
She's a widow, right?
她是一个寡妇，不是吗？
And there's an unrighteous judge that is oppressing her.
结果碰到一个不义的法官。
And sometimes she just said, "I got to go to the judge. Somebody's got to fix this situation for me."
她遇到一个情况，她需要一个法官来为她伸冤。
And so she camps out on this judge's doorstep.
她就站在这个法官的门外。
Day after day,
她住在法官的门外，日夜的敲门。
She's knocking and knocking and knocking. This guy's going, "I'm just going to ignore her. She'll go away eventually."
她一直呼求，一直敲门。这法官说：“啊，我不管她，她迟早会走。”结果她日夜都在那里敲门，没有走。
Luke 18, and Jesus said, "And shall God not avenge His own elect who cry out, cry out?"
主耶稣在这里说
，Day and night to Him.
神的选民昼夜呼吁他。他纵然忍耐，岂不终究给他们伸冤？
This unrighteous judge responded in an inappropriate way. How much more will God respond?
他说：“如果连这个不义的法官都迟早为他伸冤了，何况我们的神？当我们呼吁的时候，
What do you need?
你到底需要什么？你需要什么，姊妹
？What do you need, sister, for your family? What do you need,
亲爱的姊妹，你的家需要什么？
What do you need for your business?
你的事业需要什么？
What do you need?
你需要什么？
Relationship?Your marriage,
你的婚姻，你的人际关系需要什么
？Amen.
Amen.
Do you need some stuff?
你需要吗？你有需要吗
？Try another kind of prayer. Amen.
试着这样祷告。
Have you ever had one of those moments where God says, "Okay, I want to do something, but it's going to take more"?
你有没有这样的经验？神说 ，OK， 我愿意为你做，但是你必须花更多时间祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We see this again, Mark 9:20 and 24.
在马可第九章二十到二十四节，你也看到一样的例子。
It says immediately the father cried out and said with tears.
他在这说，有一个孩子的父亲呼喊。带着眼泪,
I implore you, I beg you, look on my son, for he is my only child.
他求他，这是我唯一的孩子。
Amen.
Amen.
Luke 9, verse 38, another father.
在这里，路加福音九章有另外一个父亲。
Suddenly a man from the multitude cried out.
他说，在群众中间有一个人大喊说。
This isn't a whisper.
他不是轻声的叫。
It's not waiting for somebody to call on you because you got your hand raised.
不是他举了手等着别人来叫他。
There's no waiting in line. He just cries out.
他已经迫不及待，所以他大声呼喊。
Teacher, I implore you, look on my son.
他说：“夫子啊，
my only child.
求你看顾我的儿子，他是我的独生子。”
Same kind of language. Amen.
一样的说法。
Did you know what God has given each of us who believe in Jesus Christ the Holy Spirit? Amen.
你们知道为什么神给每一个信他的人圣灵
？The Holy Spirit comforts us. The Holy Spirit teaches us. The Holy Spirit encourages us. Amen. Reminds us of the truth.
圣灵在里面安慰、教导、引导，而且提醒我们真理。
In Romans 8:15, it says, "For you did not receive a spirit of bondage again to fear."
罗马八章十五节说：“你们受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕。”
The Holy Spirit didn't come into your life to bind you up.
圣灵来到我们的心中，不是来约束我们、捆绑我们。
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Isn't that what the Scripture says?
圣经说，神的灵在哪里，哪里就有自由。
And part of this liberty is to release a cry.
这个自由包括我们能够释放的、发出呼喊的祷告。
But you receive the Spirit of adoption by whom we cry out.Abba!
我们受的不是奴仆的心仍然害怕所受的乃是儿子的心乃是叫我们呼喊阿爸父亲
Amen.
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 Are you quenching the Holy Spirit within you?
你是在消灭圣灵的感动
Oh my goodness, what's the thing stirring up in me that wants to cry out? I better keep that on the down low.
Oh, 我觉得里面在搅动我想要大声呼喊
stop, stop. Holy Spirit, don't, you're going to make a scene.
我就说不要吵不要吵
Stop.
我不能开口别人会注意我的安静安静
Amen.All right. I don't know if it's the hot day or if I just kind of worked up a sweat here a little bit. All right, if you have some walls of Jericho in your life,
若是在你的生命中有一个难处像耶利哥城那样强大坚固。
Some thick, tall obstacles that are in your way.
一个又大又厚的拦阻站在你的面前。
You have a crisis with one of your kids, like we just saw. That's how these people responded when they saw Jesus. They cried out to him to help their kids. Amen.
或者你的孩子需要很大的帮助，就像我们刚才读的几处圣经。
You have a challenge in your business, a challenge in your marriage, something that you've tried and tried and tried, but you're still stuck.
或者你的婚姻、你的事业有很大的难处，你不断的尝试，但是你卡在那里。
If that's you, if you're going through something, if there's something that's in your way that you know God wants out of your way, I just ask you to stand up. Can we just agree to pray together here for a second?
若是你有这样的难处，我们可以请你一起站起来，我们一起祷告。
So now, don't be bashful. I know in a crowd this size,
请不要害羞，让我们为了我们的难处带到主的面前。
Amen.Just some breakthrough.
Some 我们需要突破。我们告诉神。
This is His idea, Amen. This is the Father's idea.
记得，呼喊是神的想法。
He stands at the throne of grace today and says, "Just ask me."
他是坐在施恩宝座上的主。他说，就向我呼求，呼求我的名。
Cry out.
向我发出呼喊。
Cry out.
向我发出呼喊。
Cry out.Lord, just remind them of the things they need to have that they can't do by themselves.
主啊，你提醒了我们，我们不能靠自己来完成。
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Just waiting just a little bit longer for our friends to just respond. Amen. Don't be afraid.
不要害怕。
Man, isn't it so good to know that we're not alone? Amen.
知道我们不是单独在一个难处。
We're not orphans.
我们不是唯一有难处的人。
He's bought us with a price.
神用重价把我买
回来。He set his love on us.
他用爱爱了我们。
And he said he has committed his love to us to watch over us.
他定义要用爱来顾念我们。
And he says, "Give me a chance. I will respond if you call."
他定义垂听我们的祷告。他说：“给我一个机会，让我来反应。
”I will move. I will move if you just call.
你只要呼求，我就会来行动。
Come on, take a risk.
不要害怕。
Take a step of faith and just say, "God, I'm in. I'm in. I'm crying out to you."Amen.
站起来，用你信心来触摸神。
But I encourage you to be ready, be prepared for God to redefine your prayer life.
要预备好，神要重新改变你祷告的生活。
A prayer time that wasn't according to your normal schedule. Amen.
他会激动你，感动你，在你平常祷告的时间之外，更多的祷告。
Yes, Jesus. Here we go. There we are.Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We need your breakthrough. We need
神
我们
需要你的突破，我们需要你的帮助。
So just begin to lift your voice to Him. Just cry out to Him.
我们就自由地向神发出呼喊，不是轻声细语，乃是向神呼求，向神呼求，说神啊，我来了，我的需要你知道。我们要像巴底玛一样，要向他发出呼喊，神啊。像巴底买一样告诉主向神呼喊拿走我的难处主你知道我们赞美主哈利路亚主来突破我生命中的难处主把我的需要告诉你大声告诉神不要害怕发出呼喊让神听见让神知道我的需要哈利路亚赞美你你是听祷告的神我们赞美你你是慈爱的主你是信实的主你垂听我们的呼求你看见我们的哭泣在我的婚姻中在我们的家庭里在我的事业上在我所有的难处里主你都知道让我们大声呼喊让神突破赞美主赞美主我们相信你哈利路亚哦主啊赞美你知道你儿女的难处你是要垂听你要做事你不是静默无声我们赞美你哈利路亚赞美主赞美主哈利路亚听见我们的祷告听见我们的哀求赞美主哈利路亚赞美主哈利路亚
阿们
赞美主
Oh JesusAmen.
Oh, hear our cry, Jesus. 赞美主。
Amen. Thank you, God. Raymond, just
赞美主。
Just lift your voice and pray, Raymond.
让我们大声的开口。哈利路亚。赞美主。
We'll agree with you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Yes, Jesus.
赞美主。
Yes,
Jesus. 哈利路亚。We're holding you to your promise. 哈利路亚。Thank you, Lord. 赞美主，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美耶稣，哈利路亚。Oh, we're holding you to your word. We're holding you to your word. 哈利路亚，赞美主。Oh, 哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美主。Love you, Jesus. 赞美主，兴起我们，兴起我们，赞美主，赞美主。你的旨意不更改。2012年，你亲自启示，你要回到婆摩纳，重建你的圣殿，恢复你的荣耀。你的启示不改变，你的旨意一路往前。我们感谢你
主啊，叫我们成为祷告的男人，成为祷告的女人，叫这的祷告把你的旨意成就在我们的当中。我们感谢你， We can hold you to your word. So make us men and women of prayer to bring down your will to accomplish your purpose here. We thank you, Jesus, for your promise. We are here. We praise you. Use us. Use us.Promote us, motivate inside of us. Holy Spirit, prompt us, push us, teach us how to pray to bring down the Father's purpose. We thank you so much. And every home, in every life, we pray, Jesus prevail. Jesus be the Lord of each house. Be the Lord of each heart. Save us, save us, save our children.Save our marriage, save our home, Jesus, Jesus, we praise you, hallelujah, hallelujah, 赞美你 hallelujah, 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 we love you, Jesus, thank you, Lord.
刚才我们在祷告的时候，我被提醒，2012年我们看到这个 property 的时候，神怎么感动我？神说他要回到 Pomona， 他要恢复他的荣耀，他要重建他的圣殿。As we were praying, I was reminded when we pray and seek a place for our own church back in 2012, when we pray, the Lord says, "I'm coming back to Pomona."I'm here to restore my glory. I'm here to rebuild my temple. So I am buying it. 神说我来买。And sure enough, that was May 30th. And in August, on the 9th, we got this property. God bought it for his own purpose. He's here to restore his glory. He is here to rebuild his temple. 神亲自买了这个地方，要重建圣殿，恢复他的荣耀。弟兄姊妹们，让神的荣耀在我们身上彰显，让神的旨意在我们身上通行，让我们成为他的殿，在这里让神有路可走。我们需要成为祷告的人。 Therefore we need to become the men of prayer, women of prayer, so his purpose can be done here. So we're all going to turn to him and spend more time cry out to him. Last month when we had our waiting on the Lord prayer meeting, 上个月月底应该说六月底 the end of June, it was held here, 在这里举行。我觉得在祷告中到后来的时候，我觉得里面实在是太感动了，所以向神发出呼喊。 I remember towards the end, my heart was so burdened, I have to cry out to God. Cry out for our next generation. Cry out for our children.Who is in this seemingly impossible bondage? The game, the media, the internet, everything is wrong with our children. They are drawn to these things. 我记得我的里面说，咱受压太重，我们的下一代都被世界捆绑，被电脑捆绑，被网络捆绑，对，被邪情私欲捆绑。我只能向神呼求。I remember I really was tearing out my heart and praying to him. I decide to make a case. 我跟神说我要向你呼求，我必须要把这件事带到你的面前，拯救我们的儿女，拯救我们的下一代。主，你亲自来启示你的宝贵。 Only you can break through to reveal how wonderful, how glorious, how heaven is like to our children so they can leave this trash away. They can leave these things behind. They can follow you. 我向神祷告，你必须要开我们孩子们的眼睛，脱离这个邪恶的时代，看见天，看见永远，看见神。 That's what we need to do for pray for our children.
I love what Dave just said. When we start praying, we will be changed. When we are changed, our home will be changed. 刚才大卫讲，我们开始祷告，祷告就发现我改变了，我改变了，我的婚姻就改变了，我的孩子就改变了，我的家就改变了，我的事业就改变。Everything changed. All start from me.Praying faithfully, 我们要先开始祷告，忠实的祷告，殷勤的祷告，真的 mean it, and God can do it. 弟兄姊妹们 ，it has to from ourselves. 要从我们开始，认真的向神呼求，带进神的旨意，这是最最重要。We have to do it. We have to start it so that His will can be done. That is the utmost important thing.I just like to share that when we were praying, I feel God says, I'm here to restore my glory. 神的 glory has been seen on us. 神的荣耀不是发光而已，神的荣耀在我们每一个人生命上发生，才会看见。It has to start from us individually. So, shall we all pray together? Shall we all tell God,From this day on, I will be a man, I will be a woman of prayer. 让我们 together be in this. 全教会每一个人都说主我在这里，让我开始祷告，让我成为祷告的人，好吗？好吗？ That's all practice. 有的时候一个人很难找一个同伴， sometimes it's hard to do it by yourself. Get a partner. Get a partner. Hold each other accountable.找一个人 either 为你一起跟你一起祷告，或者是相约我们都祷告，但是我们彼此联系说、哦、我今天祷告了。 Find a partner. Either you pray together or remind each other, check in with each other that yes, I prayed today. Make a count. 弟兄姊妹们好不好，不然话语只是话语，感动就是这一个 moment. You have to have action. Don't just have this moment ofPrompting. It has become action. Action becomes our habit. A habit becomes our character. And character determines our destiny. So we have to start from doing it. 好不好？